With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined by producer Joel.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, producer Joel. Producer Joel, have you been enjoying the sunshine?
I haven't. I've been very busy.
Did you enjoy it yesterday?
I got to enjoy a little bit of it yesterday in the evening. Yeah, it was lovely.
It's so nice.
Amazing how much it can improve your mood.
I have had a very fun 2 days.
What have you been
just
up to?
Feeling happy.
Yeah.
And then it got this bloody cloudy this afternoon and I've felt been a bit of a slump.
Yeah. It's the weather basically completely controls how we feel.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know any more about that? Or is that
No, just a guess really.
Just a guess. Just tell you why I like it.
Go on.
Because I put sun cream on my face, as everybody should. Be safe out there, people. And I smell of holidays.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I'm not a holiday sort of guy, but...
No, you're not. I think we've talked about this before. You hate holidays.
I don't hate holidays. But then you know...
You've never been on one. What is it? What's the thing about
it? I've never had a holiday. I don't hate them. I just...
Don't know what they are.
I don't know. I just like cracking on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I feel like I really want a holiday now.
Yeah.
Although it's weird because we haven't really... It's not like I've been run off my feet going from gig to gig. But I feel like I need a holiday.
Yeah, I think you're allowed one.
I need to... I've sat around doing nothing for so long. I feel like I need to go to another country and sit around and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
That sounds about right.
It's not going to happen, though, is it, Joel? Not this year.
Not this year, mate.
Oh, politics.
Unless you go down to lovely, lovely Devon or Cornwall, where it's going to cost you £1 billion or something.
Are they all going to put their prices up, do you reckon?
I don't know. That's what everyone says, don't they? I think it's expensive to go to Cornwall anyway. I don't know.
It's quite far. It's a lot of petrol.
It is a lot of petrol.
Yeah, I've gigged there. It takes 5 hours.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Nice, though. Nice place. I might go there in August, actually. A friend of mine's going camping down there. I don't really fancy camping, but...
You'll stay in a hotel?
No, I'll just go there and back. just for a cuppa.
Every day?
I would definitely find a hotel if I can, yeah.
If all your mates were going camping, you'd just stay in a hotel nearby?
Yep. Oh, I can't That's be amazing. Doing that camping. That friend of mine reckons he's going to camp for 3 weeks. In a tent. Just a tent. He's not going to see that through, is he?
No, but if it's a nice campsite that's got lovely showers and stuff, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Why don't you go and do it?
Well, you know what, Joel? I might do.
Have you ever been camping?
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to camp over the back of where we used to live in the woods as teenagers.
Nice.
Bit of fun. Looking back at it now.
But you got up to all sorts of mischief.
Not me. But that's dangerous, I think, now, looking back at it. Like
camping in the woods?
Just any mad person could come and get you.
What do you mean, get you? How many of you were there?
Oh, there's a few of us, yeah.
Well, you'd be all right. You need a gang of mad men.
Yeah, exactly.
What just walking around the woods of Kent? That's not happening. Other people probably think you're the gang of mad men.
I do think that when I walk around here... in the countryside.
Do you terrify people? Yeah.
Well, I'm a 6 foot four bloke
freak.
On his own, freak on his own, yeah. Wearing a baseball cap, a hoodie,
carrying a baseball bat,
carrying a baseball bat and a gun. But I don't dress like I'm country. I wear black jeans. I walk in my joggers usually. But I wear black jeans sometimes, and that's not country walk sort of stuff. Black jeans, you look out of place.
Get yourself some cords and a barber jacket and you'll be fine.
I should do that, shouldn't I?
And then it'll be even easier for you to go around kidnapping.
Yeah, because no one will suspect me. That's the trouble, everyone runs too quick. Oh, Joel, anything happening in your end? What's been going on?
Not a lot really, Mark. Nothing much to report, you know.
See you later,
I'm excited. I tell you what is quite exciting. I think for the first time in my life, since I was maybe 16, I've got both Good Friday and Easter Monday off work. I can't believe it.
Ooh. But you're self-employed, so that's your choice.
I've only been self-employed for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's not really my choice.
But you've actually made the choice not to work those days.
Yeah. Well, I just haven't had any work come in. So I'm not
Oh, really?
And I haven't sort of chased any, and I'm just going to have time off.
Oh, that's nice. Working Saturday and Sunday, though, yeah?
I'm working Saturday, yeah.
Are you actually?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's.
I'm still excited.
Oh, good for you. It's annoying. The weather's not good. I know we keep talking about the weather. I feel like our conversation's drying up so much in this lockdown that we're just resorting to talking about
the lovely weather.
Yeah, but it's going to be bad at the weekend.
Apparently. Oh, good. Well, there you go. Thanks for quite literally raining on my parade.
I know. And it's Easter. Do you like Easter, Joel?
I like chocolate.
Yeah, I'm trying not to eat any at the moment.
Me
no
too,
more
but
toffee crisps for me.
Wow, but Easter you're allowed a little bit of chocolate, aren't you? On Easter Sunday, a little egg.
I might do.
You get an egg?
I'm going to put together a little Easter egg hunt for my nephews, and I'm going to put. I think I'm going to do it. So they're going to have clues, and they've got to go and
nice.
Solve the clues to.
You're
find
really not
the
busy,
eggs.
Are you?
No. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, Yolks with Mark Simmons.
That's good.
That's what you should call it. I'm sure they're big fans of the podcast.
They're the only listeners.
Will you get an Easter egg? Are you too old to get an Easter egg?
Oh, my mum will get me one, I'm sure.
What?
Is she actually, I know she has got me one because the other day I said, I don't think I want any chocolate this year. She went, that might be too late, giving it away.
Have you got
I have to give it away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I will. I'll eat it.
Is she going to go, you know, classic £5 supermarket egg, or is she ordered you a special egg from maybe Hotel Chocolat? Has she gone maybe to M&S, the middle ground?
I think £5 is a bit excessive.
Is that how much? That's about how much a supermarket egg is, I think.
I went by Watson the other day. £3 to £4 on average. Good solid ones. Good toffee crisp one, £3.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
You're getting two toffee crisps for that?
Two toffee crisps.
Not
regular
bad.
Size.
Yeah.
I hadn't opened the box, but I'm assuming regular size. I'd be disappointed if not.
How many toffee crisp bars can you get for £3?
Oh, that's the age-old question, Joel.
You could probably get 9 in some places. No.
How much is a toffee crisp?
50p these days, it must be.
50p. Six you get. So you actually, technically, you're losing money on that deal.
Yeah, but it's not the same if on Easter Sunday your mum just hands you, in a carrier bag, 6 toffee crisps.
I know, but just a hollow egg.
It is sad. It's rubbish, but it's the thrill of it, isn't it? Oh, another thing I've always wondered about chocolate
We're talking
eggs.
A lot today, but let's carry on. What else about chocolate eggs?
I'll tell you
a little Easter joke after this.
Good, I can't wait.
Just wet your whistle.
If you get a toffee crisp Easter egg, is the hollow egg the same chocolate that's around the toffee crisp? And is that chocolate different if you say get a Mars egg? Is the hollow egg Mars chocolate?
Okay, here's my opinion on this, Joel. I've been thinking about it for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it's Nestle, you'll get Nestle chocolate around the outside.
So
surely all Nestle chocolate must be the same.
What, on all their chocolate bars?
Yeah.
Mm.
And Cadbury's is. Cadbury's is always the same.
No, it's not.
Oh, wash your mouth out. What do you mean?
What do Cadbury's make? Obviously, they make dairy milk.
Dairy milk, yep.
But do they make anything that's like a Mars bar?
Twirl is surely dairy milk, but in a twirl.
Is it?
Mars bar isn't Cadbury.
No, I know it's not. It's Mars. It's the guys at Mars. But I'm just thinking, you think a 12 is the same as dairy milk?
All Cadbury eggs are the same chocolate.
You think?
It's all milk chocolate. Unless it's white chocolate or dark chocolate.
Yeah.
I think so. But if you disagree or you know other, please tweet in.
Is a mini egg across the chocolate from in the middle of the mini egg? Or is it different? I don't know. I'd love to know.
But is that Cadbury?
Don't know.
I don't know if it is. But it's definitely that isn't. I do like mini eggs. Mm. I'm so hungry.
Me too.
We need to crack on with the podcast.
Yes.
Don't we? And if you want more podcasts after this podcast, you can check out patreon.com/jokeswithmark, and there'll be a bonus podcast from this guest. And also, this week, hopefully, we're going to have some fun new podcasts being uploaded.
You've been planning them and you're sort of going to spring them on.
I've been planning them and I'm going to spring them on you. But you haven't got time today, we've discovered. So we'll do that soon.
We'll do it in the next couple of days. Have you put more or less thought into the Easter egg hunt than you have the Patreon content?
I'd say equal measure.
That's nice. There you go. So yeah. if you sign up to Patreon, Mark loves you as much as he does his nephews.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, don't tell. Why not, Joel? So, who have we got this week, Joel?
We've got the amazing Mr. Josh Pugh.
It's Josh Pugh! Oh, blooming heck. I remember having a fun chat with Josh. And Josh is, I guess this counts as being a friend of the podcast because he has featured on the podcast. He featured on an Edinburgh special podcast. So, there we go. But this is all about him. And a bit about me. I was watching one of your clips just before we came on, just to get into the Josh Pugh zone. I was saying something on the podcast. I said it quite a few times that I tend not to like tags because they tend to be diminishing returns, right? Like less than the solid joke, and then it's less and less and less, or even grows. Yeah. I don't like that. And then sometimes, as long as the tag is as big a laugh or bigger, I like it.
Yeah.
And I was watching yours, and you're brilliant at tags. Like two routines you did. You had, well, I say routines. I guess they're just jokes, essentially.
Yeah,
You had three twists. So would you call them a tag, or is that just a twist? Because it's just you're revealing more things that we don't realise are happening.
Yeah, I think I was probably quite new on those videos. I think that's something I just naturally kind of did. Because sometimes, you know, I suppose it's a twist rather than adding to the same thing. I'm revealing something different, aren't I?
Because a lot of tags, they're just forced puns, which I don't like. Because I feel like that's why they end up being groans. But yours are just more pullbacks than reveals.
I had a joke that didn't work. I tried it during the period between the lockdown and the two lockdowns.
Mm.
So I had a joke which was something like, it was something like, you have to be careful online dating. It's easy to get catfished. I met a girl online. I thought she looked lovely in her pictures, but then in real life, she didn't even have dog ears.
I've written a similar thing to that.
Yeah. And then the tag was, and it was a 64-year-old man.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, but it didn't work. It's not that good, but it's an example of what you're talking about changing the, revealing something else.
Yeah. So is that something you've tried live?
Yeah. And it was okay. It's just an okay idea. It's just not. Just not a brilliant
headphones are
coming.
Oh dear! One sec. I'll just plug my laptop in. I was trying to do it all smooth, and it did not work. But I want to talk about this because this is interesting. Do you think it mattered that the reveal, the first reveal was sillier than the first? Do you know? Because that doesn't actually make a difference to the. Them having bunny ears if it's a man or a woman, does it?
No, I think the joke is I've met somebody online, seen their pictures, they would have met them.
Oh, hang on, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
so I think
hang on, so it's the meeting them that I didn't pick up on.
Yeah, so I might not have said it, Rob, but I think in the setup I mentioned it's easy to get catfish, especially with all these filters. I met a girl online. And in real life, she didn't even have dog ears or a rainbow coming out of her mouth. And it was a 54-year-old man. So you've got to be...
No, see, I think because you told me that in sections, I didn't remember all the setup. So the fact that you said it was a girl and you met them, that's great. And that's really funny because the fact that your first problem was the ears is what's funny about that, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Or can you get that across more? That was the main issue. And then the last bit could just be flippant. Do you know what I mean? It didn't bother you that much.
Yeah, and I think that's the way to do it. Maybe it's just I haven't tried it enough, or it was in the wrong place, or I don't know.
Yeah. Did the bunny ears work?
Yeah.
I think I tweeted something like that a while ago, but I didn't ever try it or do it.
And it's not one I'm kind of massively keen on. It's just kind of an example of the, our tag can change the joke.
Yeah. I don't know why that didn't, the fact that it was a...
It was in like the middle
anyway,
of a few...
Anyway, nice bloke.
Yeah, okay,
Or is that too subtle, do you think?
I think there's something funny about the words 54-year-old man.
Yeah.
I think the specificness of
54,
that.
So you've definitely asked exactly how old he was. But that's also funny that the age is the issue.
Yeah. But that was I tried a few things about kind of social media and stuff, and that kind of, all of them were okay, but never really...
Right.
And this one, I think you might be able to help with this one, Mark. This one, I'm not sure if people got it or if it doesn't make sense enough.
Right, what is it?
But I say how I started an Instagram account for my dog. And you might think that's a bit pathetic or whatever, but, you know, it's really cute. My wife loved it. Well, she did until we started messaging a lot of her friends. So
so it's you messaging the joke her is, friends.
The joke is it's me messaging. I don't think people got it, or it's not might not be.
So people that I think people that aren't comedy savvy are just going, oh, he's been a bit surreal saying the dog's messaging her friends. That might be where they're thinking, oh, that is funny.
Yeah. So I can't remember the exact, it was something like I started an Instagram account for my dog. Then I do like a bit conversational, like, oh, you might think that's a bit pathetic and whatever, but my wife loved it, you know. Well, she did until we started messaging a lot of her friends.
I think that's really funny. Do you remember what the reaction was?
It was hit and miss, but when it hit, it never really
wasn't
not big. Worth.
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing is you're also like, you're not the nice guy in it. So there's also that kind of, because I've had jokes where, say, the reveal is I've been cheating or something, and they never go, they don't like me saying that.
Mm. And I think I did do it quite early in the set as well, now looking back.
Mm.
You know, they haven't met me and liked me yet. And I've already, you know, I'm telling them that I'm messaging my wife's friends and do a dog.
Do you think you'd need to be more revealing in the messaging? As in what you're asking them, like to show them, start messaging their friend, when he started messaging their friends, asking to show them his tits, their tits.
Or it could be dog stuff. Can I come and sniff your ass or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Whether to do it dog stuff or normal stuff would be, you'd have to gauge whether, because if it was just not stuff you would say, then that tells the audience what the joke is more, if it's obvious it's coming from you.
Yeah.
It just depends. I think that's funny. That's such a great topic because that is something that people put, there's loads of people with dog sites, aren't there?
Yeah. And I think I had another joke in that about how it's not as easy as creating a Instagram account because you've got to create an email account for them. and a password he's going to remember, which is obviously my name, like his owner's name plus 123. Because that's what people do with their, like if we have if humans have a password, it's their dog's name plus 123.
Oh,
so
right.
So if a dog had one, it'd be their owner's name. I don't know.
I don't know that as a thing.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Because it's be quite, because technically, how is there an age limit to doing Instagram?
I'm not sure. Maybe 14.
Because dogs,
I've not really searched anyone under the age of.
but dogs are always under the age of 14. So that's funny.
Yeah, in human years.
Yeah, so technically they wouldn't be allowed at an Instagram site.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think there's something in that area because a lot of people do. Do you know what I mean? I think.
Yeah. Well, I think that's worth pursuing. How many times did you try?
Yeah, I think so. I always have dog. I always have a lot of jokes and I'm walking the dog. And so I end up a lot of jokes about dogs, which you can't just be the dog comedian. It's not a very original angle, is it?
Well, I don't know many.
Oh yeah, I had one about I went to buy some poo bags for the dog, and they get sold in packs of 100. And I thought I've not got to go and do this again until my dog has had 100 shits. And I just think that's a great way of measuring time. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't know when you're visiting them again, grandson. I don't know when I've had 50 shits. Cool. See you tomorrow. I don't know. I think there's. It's like a bit of a Dimitri Martin idea, that is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
where he's like,
yeah,
he'd do like loads of examples then, wouldn't he?
Is that a bit that you do?
No. I've thought of it, but it's been... I don't think I did... I might have just done it once at a gig between the two lockdowns, but it wasn't a gig when you could kind of gauge that's anything.
Yeah. Ah, oh, that's funny. So
so this is a perfect example. Even as we're speaking now, I'm giving you too many things. I'm giving you too many ideas and I'm not, you know, you're trying to help me work one out and I'm just onto the, and this is my problem. I can't, you know, you're sticking
it's good to have more ideas than no ideas, mate.
Well, that's true. But I'd settle for less ideas.
I could see you strumming a guitar and doing that last one. Do you know what I mean? Like Dimitri Martin. That's quite a nice.
Yeah,
it's gentle whimsy, isn't it? It's like.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's like an idea joke rather than a. You know, you have you have like word jokes and you have like idea jokes, and that's like an idea joke.
But to me, that's great that you to have those a few dog jokes because you can link those in nicely if you can get them working.
Yeah, and I think you do that, Mark, don't you? You'll get a few one-liners and you'll put them together.
I tend to. It's the easiest way to remember everything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's kind of... But then I think sometimes you get... And I don't know, when you were doing shorter sets, maybe you found this, but you'd get something out of the randomness of the jokes. So if you said a joke about dogs and then you did a joke about bread bins, you're almost getting a laugh for changing the subject, which is an easy trick, really, and it's not very sustainable, but...
Yeah, I don't do that, really, I don't think.
You're just put it as like a routine.
Yeah, well, so I wouldn't even call it a routine. They're just similarly linked bits.
Yeah.
No. I did have a dog joke that I didn't really hit that hard. Something like my dog broke a mirror, 49 years bad luck. Or it's you think it's bad to break a mirror. Imagine if you're a dog, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think some audiences didn't make the jump really.
I suppose they need two bits of knowledge, don't they? They need to know dog years, and they need to know
7 years bad luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think young people maybe don't. I don't know. I think the world's so different now that I don't think people use the same phrases and things anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's, you don't know unless, you know, you think everybody knows that stuff. And it's what you learn from doing jokes and stuff. People don't have the same knowledge.
And also, the people that would have that knowledge would be the older people. But then it's also quite surreal. Or quite in the way that, so that just might not be their cup of tea. So they might understand it, but just not think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're also asking them to do maths as well. You're giving them...
Yes, oh, that's another thing. Because it's not an easy... That's not an easy... One of the easy ones. Like, seven times seven isn't... It's not as obvious as some.
No, and is it definitely 7 years bad luck for a mirror? Or is it 10? Or is it, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, that might be why it's going wrong. if I got that crucial information wrong, that's worth a Google quick, isn't it? 7 years.
So this is what you'll do, Mark, with each joke. You'll just keep playing with it until it is the best it can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to. 7 years bad luck. But like if people don't know that, so they don't, yeah, you've got to know, I think it's just too much they need to know and then try and work out.
Yeah, it's literally like a maths equation. You've got to get out of the brackets and then you've got to get, do a sum before you get to the...
And in the moment to laugh. So basically, quite a few people might think it's a really good joke, but it's just gone way past laughing point.
Yeah, they're only at key stage one level math.
Yeah. that happens though, doesn't it? Happens. But sometimes I'll pull that joke out because I've got it in the brain. So if the right situation happens, I don't know why in a gig anyone would mention breaking a mirror. But if they did,
yeah.
Someone smashes a glass, I could go, oh, that reminds me when I broke a mirror once. God, that was bad. But imagine if I was a dog. Hey? This thing on. So what else have you got down?
This one was so this is like, it kind of worked, and when I did a preview show it worked better in an hour show rather than a short one. And it's about how as you get older you can change what you're doing in life. Like George Foreman, when he retired from boxing, he invented the George Foreman grill and made millions of pounds. And interestingly, my nan actually worked in the factory which made the grills. And then when she retired, she attempted to win the heavyweight championship of the world.
I love that. That's great.
I love it. And it's got a really nice rhythm to it. But it didn't get like a big... And I think it did some toppers about she never got beyond domestic level. She's with her own promoter and this kind of stuff, and it's just diminishing returns.
So this is when she retired. I mean, do you think people see it coming? Because I saw it come in just before you said it, but that didn't ruin my enjoyment of it. Because some jokes you can't know and you can't get before to get the laugh, but some jokes you can still really enjoy even if you do see it coming. It's part
I think
of
this
enjoyment.
Might be one that you might get to at the same time as I'm saying it, which is quite a nice feeling. You know, if the audience get it just as I'm saying it, it's like quite a satisfying feeling. I just wonder if it's a bit wordy or a bit...
That's what I was thinking. Is she attempted to become the world... What was it? The champion of the heavyweight champion of the world?
Heavyweight champion for the world, yeah. But I think what's funny is... So maybe it's the word. So it's very much it's very much information, full stop. And interestingly, when my nan retired, it might be that feels a bit weird to me.
I don't know, because I think it's an interest. It's interesting. So I like if it's interesting, I think it can be a bit longer.
I don't know.
My nan used to, when she retired.
I think it's just not a club joke, maybe. It's just not a clubby enough.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Have you tried any other, did you try any other punchlines?
No, I didn't really.
What else is he known for? Could you go more specific about Muhammad Ali or, but then as soon as you mention Muhammad Ali, you then think about him when he was older and now he's
dying. Which is a shame, isn't it? Yeah.
So maybe that's not a good attempting to be. I think it's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it can work. That I think that's one that can work.
I had a joke about my nan was against me cage fighting, but in the end I beat her. But that sometimes just when I say I beat her, some audiences don't like it. And I don't know if that's just because I've got a nice kind of persona, and anything that doesn't fit that, they don't really like. But sometimes people go, ooh, I'm like, come on, it's a joke. What that? That's obviously not true.
Yeah.
She kicked the shit out of me. Whee. There's a topper for you.
But that might be one where it's like, you have to be the loser, literally have to be the loser in the joke. Like she made you tap or...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe cry. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. My nan was against... Oh, I tell you what, I have been working on this joke on and off. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before. I never thought about, does that make a difference in... But is it as far... My nan was against me cage fighting. She beat me. Why have I not done that before?
That's the way, funny, yeah?
Because I'm losing to my nan. Of course that's funny, but beating up an old woman. Oh, my God. That has been staring at me. I can't believe that. I can't believe that I didn't. That's so simple.
Yeah. It's literally an example of you have to be the loser in the joke. You literally have to be.
You know what's great about joke writing? It's like, I know that. Why have I not?
Yeah, of course.
Why have I not thought? But that's why joke writing is great, because if I was talking to someone about it the other day, if you just got to a point where you always knew how to make it exactly right, that'd be boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be working in the factory.
Yeah, it would. You're literally just producing stuff.
Yeah. I can't believe. Yeah. Well done, mate. But I've spoken to so many people about that joke. It's come up on the podcast.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's the simplest thing, isn't it? It's literally...
You know what? Sometimes when you're talking about that joke, maybe, is people think that the dark side of it is always funniest. So maybe people haven't ever really thought that was the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I think
it's easier for me because that's the first time I've heard that joke. You know, if I'd heard you speak about it before, it might not have occurred so easily. But yes.
Yeah, that's so. Oh, well done, mate. That's great.
I've got one which I can't get to work. Which I think I know what the problem is with this, but I still think it's a funny idea. That original sauce, you know, the mint original sauce shower gel.
Oh yeah.
Very on the old bum hole. I mean, I had to jump straight in the shower.
But, yeah, love it. Love that.
But I think it's going to use the word shower twice. People don't get it. Because I have to say shower in the shower gel. And then when I say jump in the shower, I don't like that it's the
what's
same.
What's the name of the shower gel?
It's like mint original sauce.
Do you need to say shower gel? Is there any other mint original sauce other than shower gel?
No, there isn't. Unless you think, you know what people think of mint sauce, like what you have on your dinner. But I don't think there would, surely.
How about, I was in the bathroom the other day and my girlfriend had bought some of that mint original sauce. Bit on the old bum hole. Had to jump straight in the shower. I think that works because if you get bath... I was in the bathroom and you say mint original sauce, you don't need to say shower, do you?
Because that fixes it for me, yeah.
Because I've got that mental image of you in the shower. Lovely.
Yeah. So, but the joke is like, I've put it on not as part of a wash. I'm just putting it on my arsehole.
No. Yeah, exactly. So you can still be in the bathroom and see it.
Yeah.
And no, but you still say jump in the shower afterwards.
Yeah.
So that reveals it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because to me, that says your girlfriend's bought that. You've gone, oh, hello. Let's have a little play with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny. That gives you a relevance to it. Like, I'm doing it behind.
Yeah, and it's the fact that is, I think it adds funny because it's hers.
Yeah. It's more stupid. It's more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
what I've tried loads of times. I couldn't get it. They either didn't understand it or it just wasn't, you know, they didn't.
So what do you say with the actual bum hole bit? Because you did stuff with your face then as if to say it's a bit. Would you need to say it's a bit tingly on the old bum hole?
Oh, yeah, pretty tingly on the old bum hole. I had to jump straight in the shower.
Yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable. You could maybe if you said, oh, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's a bit tingly on the bummer, because then that's a reason you'd want to jump in the shower if it was a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's good.
So maybe adding that element to it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because that is like a... That's really funny. That is a well, that's a well-known thing that people think, isn't it? Oh, that's a bit fresh on your...
Yeah. Oh,
on
yeah.
On your back passage. And, yeah. Oh, that, I'll try that, Mark. That's good, man.
That's really funny. I like that. Because also, yeah, on top of that, it's a little bit naughty. It's a do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not crude.
Extra marks, don't
you?
Yeah.
You do. You get bigger laughs for that.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And do you think you could... And also, I'd say change from like bumhole to balls and just work which works better. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know why, but bumhole is cruder than on your balls. Is it or is it?
Yeah,
I think bumhole is.
Yeah, and also you can include
that. Hear me say is bumhole.
This is insane to say, but I feel like the women are more included in the bumhole version of the joke. Do you know what I mean? I think they'll be like, oh, okay.
That's true. But the whole thing with that shower gel always tends to be men and their bits, doesn't it?
So
if it... does that change the change? I don't know. Because that's how I imagined it. It's just a man thing. But maybe that shouldn't be.
I suppose it's quite a male product, isn't it? It's quite a male product. It's just like a...
The only time I've ever heard people talk about it and the feeling, the sensation, the only people I've ever heard talk about that is men.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe because men are perverts as well. Which would
that's
add
it.
To it, which would, but then actually rubbing it on your bum when you're not in the shower is quite perverted.
Yeah.
I wish I had an element of the podcast where we can see how it goes. Because so many times it would just be a really nice sort of add to it. But
the bit at the end of like a documentary when it shows Mark and Josh are still together 6 months after.
What I should do is... Which I can do, because quite often I have people come on again. I should re-listen to the original interview and then ask. That's how I could start the second interviews, is how those bits have gone.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Cool, man. So what else you got?
So I did a lot in... I was trying to do a lot of lockdown-y stuff between the two, but things that could be, you know, not necessarily... So like... About how creative people have been during lockdown, and it's taught me a lot about people that work in the arts. And then I talk about on the Titanic when it was sinking and the band carried on playing, and people talk about that like it's a beautiful, selfless thing to do. But I think it says more about the ego of the performers to see people running and screaming for lives and thinking, yeah, I think we can win this back. Time to bring out the A material. And that works okay. And I kind of do how they only get away with that because they're a classical music band. And if they were a covers band, it's completely inappropriate for them to carry on right until the last moment. And then I think I need some example. And I do like an act out of a dad saying goodbye to his daughter on the lifeboat. And then the singer comes in like, Mustang sound here. And it's quite a complicated act out. And it's complete. Obviously the music's the wrong era, but.
So the Mustang, so because I thought you were going to do wordplay within the song that's inappropriate.
Okay, that might be the way to go, you know.
Do you know what I mean? Like something about sinking or, I don't know, ice caps or letting them go or, I don't know, you'd have to look into it. But I don't, but then that might be more cheesy, as in...
In my head, it's... it's absolute chaos on the ship. This family's being broken up and there's a guy who's so wrapped up in his own music that he's just playing to the last and he's still pushing, like, selling CDs and that.
Have you... I like the selling CDs. So I was just... In my head, it's rubbish. I was just thinking, is there anything they could be selling that would help if you were sinking? Or do you know what I mean? Like, reflection from the CDs to get people's attention. I don't think that's very good, but this is just how my brain works.
Yeah, what else? That's good.
But the only thing, so I think that's really funny. Have you tried that on Zoom gigs?
I've done it live and in Zoom gigs. And I like the idea, and I'm sticking with this one because I like the idea of, you know, why is it good that that band carried on? It's completely inappropriate for them to carry on.
I think actually. for me, that's a great angle. I think with the pulling it back thing, I found that particularly funny because I've been on stage and I've been dying and something terrible has happened and I still think I can pull this back. Or I've seen acts do it. So that really resonates with me. I don't know whether that would for other people, that particular example.
Yeah. Maybe I could kind of proof of sick with it. Like, I've had difficult
gigs because I tell you what, so what I would find funny as well would be if it was they kept playing, because obviously we know if we don't do our time we don't get paid.
So
that adds to the fact that they're gonna die anyway, so they're not gonna get paid, but they're still, that's the reason to carry on. But then I don't know if people would get that either.
I think if we, you could build in something where I'll give them a bit more context to, you know, being a, what it feels like to be performing to people that aren't interested. I don't know. But I think there's something in, because it's classical music, it was seen as quite a nice, like it's pathos, isn't it? When, you know, the ship's going down, it's nice violin playing.
If it was something
on a keyboard, like jazz keyboards or something. I think there's something. I just haven't worked out exactly what it is, but.
You could also, like, if that works and you want to extend it, you could then also put yourself as a comedian into that position. Like, I mean, you'd have to think about it, but what would a comedian do in that situation?
They'd
probably be annoyed that people aren't listening.
Yeah. Probably go to crowd work. Probably resort to crowd work. Yeah, I think there's definitely something. There's definitely something in that, though. I think it's just a case of sticking with it. And
like a comedian would make inappropriate jokes, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That would be their instinct. Oh, give that one sinking.
Or they'd probably tell people off for talking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, taking it as heckles, not screaming for lives. Just look. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's a good topic to look into.
Yeah, I've tried it with a magician. If it wasn't a covers band, it's like imagine a magician carrying on.
Oh yeah.
Like different people carrying on in that situation. Like it's only really classical music.
His assistant would be allowed on a lifeboat, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would.
So he wouldn't be able to finish the act.
Yeah. Or if he's asking for volunteers and they think it's to be part of a trick, but it's actually to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic to look into as a.
Yeah, it's a very visual thing, isn't it? Do you mean it's a very visual?
Yeah, and everyone knows that as a story that's what happened.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not too soon, is it, with the Titanic? It's pretty fair game.
Is that true?
Loads of people died.
Oh, but it's history, isn't it? It's not. Because I thought you meant like the film was a while ago, but like it's just history. So it does. You can do it anytime. It's not like it's not topical because the film hasn't.
Yeah. If you've seen the film, The Titanic.
Yeah. But then the band playing, is that just a film thing, or is that? Are there reports that did happen? Because that's got to be quite surreal that you're floating on a lifeboat and the Titanic's sinking and you're just hearing.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I did another bit in that, which I can't, I've lost my train of thought, but yeah, I think there's, I did another bit in that where it's like, if it hadn't sank, they wouldn't have made the film. The film would just be a story about a ship going from A to B, and Kate Winslet enjoying all the facilities on board. So that was like in the setup.
Yeah.
But it's...
I've been on cruise ships where I've done a gig and I wish it had sunk.
Oh, you've done the cruise gigs, Mark, yeah.
I've done a couple. I had a run of them. So it was all in one sort of booking. And they... The money is so good.
Yeah.
Like, I'd heard stories about doing them and I didn't shout about it because it's got a bad rep. But I thought, get on the boat Monday, get off in Gibraltar Thursday, get back, do the weekend's gigs, loads of money. It's great. But my God, that, no.
Did you do okay at any of them? Could you do them if you put some time into it?
I did one. It was in a theatre. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. So I did two cruises. So the first one went badly. This is why. So I got there. Actually, first of all, I got there. And so there's I used to do a joke about it, but there's a black American comedian in Chicago called Mark Simmons. And he's been going quite a long time. And we actually, I actually know him, as in we sort of, we're Facebook friends and that. And then we pitched a TV show a while ago that hopefully one day might happen. And I turned up on this cruise ship and there's a massive billboard of him playing here tonight. So that's a bad start. And then I had to tell them that wasn't who was on. And then and I sat down with a woman who's the, what do they call them? The cruise director. And they're quite serious. And they said it has to be clean. Now, the trouble is, whenever anyone says you have to have a clean set, there's never, ever an exact what that means.
No.
Sometimes it means no swearing. Sometimes it means no sexual content. Sometimes it means don't be homophobic, which is obvious. But in, you know, these dated places, that's a thing that they think still happens. So anyway, I just said to her, what exactly does clean mean? And she said, just do what you do. That's what they've booked you. Just do what you do. So I still thought to myself, I'm not gonna go mad. I'm not gonna say the F or anything.
Yeah.
And I said shit once, right? And I did not know. And I did the gig, and it went fine. And I got backstage, and she was fuming at me in front of these people. And I said to her, in front of these people, but you said, and she denied it. She's flat out denied saying that to me. And all these people backstage think I'm an arsehole. And they'd had walkouts because I said the word shit. And I'm like, these 70, 80-year-old people.
Yeah.
They were in the war. They can't. Why? They don't. The word shit. And what I sort of noticed after being on the cruises is they want something. They want anything they can to moan about so they can get some money off or get a voucher.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting, it's beautiful, these cruises, mate. Honestly, they're amazing. And there's just seeing the sea like that is on a nice day is insane.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful scenery. And you've got these old women sitting around the table and you can hear them moaning about everything. Oh, the sushi wasn't very good today. Do you know what I mean? And it's like they're just looking for problems. Anyway, so I did that one. That didn't go great. But the show went fine. I really enjoyed it. And the theatres are amazing on these boats. And then I did another cruise. So I learned my lesson from that. So perfect. But it's a slightly
different one. How long are you doing? How long do you have to do?
So the first one, they wanted 240 minutes.
Yeah.
But you could do the same material because it was different people coming in. And it was back to back. So it was like an hour later. And the second show, when I didn't say shit, went wonderfully.
Okay.
But she gave bad feedback because I never got booked by them again. And then horrible people. But I think basically they want the old school, easy. And the bookers were trying
to... They want a Des O'Connor. Bit of a song at the end.
But the new bookers wanted to bring the cruises into the new century. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she was old school, so she didn't like that. So I think she wanted me to fail, basically.
Yeah, yeah. She was looking for something. She was like the women on there. She was always looking for something to complain about.
Yeah. Jesus. So then the second one I did, it was two separate things. So it was a 40-minute set in the theatre, which went great, right? So this is so basically what happens is, I didn't know this happened, but they film it and then it's on repeat on the ship's television.
Okay. So in the rooms and stuff.
Yeah. So although...
If you die in that 40 minutes, is that getting repeat? Will they still show it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I didn't. I had a good one. And I was on there and so not only the people in there, but everyone else has seen it, or lots of other people have seen it. And like, it was great. It was like walking on sunshine, mate. Like, oh, you're the comedian. Ah, well done. Da, da, da. Walk in the lift with people. All fun. Hey, dude, there's a comedian. It was amazing. Second gig was in a bar, so not in the theatre. And it was billed as blue comedy.
Lewd?
Blue.
Blue comedy, okay.
I don't do blue comedy. So all that meant to me was I could swear.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really swear. So I went in there and they're expecting Roy Chubby Brown. And I just did my stuff. I died so hard.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't what they wanted. It was late.
That's the worst feeling. I've had it when I've been too much for an audience. And I've had it when I've been too tame for an audience, and that is worse.
Yeah.
Because you can't. That's you. That's, do you know what I mean? You can always tone it down. You can't really dial it up. It's. Yeah. I've had it where you're too. No, oh, is that? That was just quite a nice joke. That, you know.
But now I've got loads of sex jokes that I don't think are crude or anything, but they would that would have satisfied them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't have any of that stuff back then. I think that might have even motivated me to write some so that I'm prepared for every situation.
But mate,
I was like a leper after that. Honestly, everybody hated me.
Kept below deck.
But, oh, mate, honestly, the next day I got up 6 a.m. to get breakfast. I didn't have to see anyone. went back to my thing, the room, and I didn't leave until we got to Gibraltar. Everyone got off for their little day walking around Gibraltar, and I snuck off like a little rat jumping off the boat, and then went home.
Oh, like, my God.
It was horrendous. And Jesus. I just haven't pursued doing them again.
If you're at a bad gig and you've got to walk out at the interval with the audience, it's horrible. Oh, yeah. So put that on a ship.
Yes.
It's just horrendous.
I mean, the walk out with the audience, it's worse if you're walking out at the interval with an audience with the first act that did well.
Yeah, you were great, mate.
And then just look at you.
You're a person.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
What do you mean keep trying? I'm professional. You just didn't like one-liners.
And you can't snap back. You can't be sassy back. You got to just take it. You can't be, sorry. I will try harder.
Right, mate. I mean, we're nearly done on time. Have you got any other bits you were going to talk about?
No, I think
that's spot on.
Is that right?
Right on the nose, mate. Right on the nose.
Oh, perfect.
Good stuff. Nice. Oh, thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate. It's just great to talk about comedy, isn't it?
Josh Pugh!
Pew, pew, hashtag. Pew, pew,
pew. Pew, pew, pew. Ah, oh, you've been sitting on that one. Good stuff.
11 minutes and 4 seconds now.
Ah, awesome. That was good, wasn't it? Cracking stuff. If you enjoyed it, let us know what you think. Any feedback at Jokes with Mark across all social media. If you send us some feedback, we will address it on the podcast next week. Reminder again, if you want to go check out all the Patreon content, hours of content over on Patreon at the moment, at patreon.com/jokeswithmark. Joel, have you got anything, is there anything more from you, Joel?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Joel. Hashtag Auga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.